Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Guess what? Alice in Winterland is sold out. So here is the only way you can win tickets. Luckily, we have a lot of chances for you to do this. December 13th, Alice in Winterland happening at Paramount Theater in Oakland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. The tickets are sold out, and here's how to win a pair and possibly win front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic right now. This hour's code word is good. G-O-O-D, good. Take the word good and text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is good. Put it in there, you could instantly win tickets, and you'll be in the running for the meet and greet and the front row tickets. Today is Sadie Hawkins Day, which I thought that was a dance.
Yeah, it's when a girl asked the guy.
So is there like, no, today's the day that you ask a boy out?
I think that should be, yeah, sure.
Not just for the dance, like it gets its own day.
Yeah.
It's also World Kindness Day. Let's all try to keep that in mind.
I like it.
Be kind today, if you possibly can.
Yeah.
Just think on being nice. There's a game show, and it's on all the time, and it has been for years and years and years, and it's called Wheel of Fortune. When you go gambling, your wife knows this, when you go into a casino and you're looking around, you're looking for a table to sit down at, and you're walking past all the one-armed bandits, and you'll hear there'll be a group of machines that every now and then yells, Wheel of Fortune!
It's my favorite.
And then you go, oh, I like that game. And then you go over and you...
Are you talking about craps?
No, I'm talking about just, you know, just
a slot machine.
Slot machines where you slide in your money and you pull the one-armed bandit.
Right, but it's
pull the thing.
But you're saying that's a Wheel of Fortune game?
There's a Wheel of Fortune slot machine.
Oh, okay.
Not only is this a game, but you get a bonus game.
Yeah.
So when you get all three wheels, all of a sudden the wheel spins.
Now
and
you stop the wheel.
And then you can like...
I've never done this. So yeah, okay. All right.
Everybody who likes to gamble is going, yeah. Everybody else is going... Vinny's right. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm not that into it.
Well,
because everyone's so cranky and bitchy about how to do things. Like, you got to do it this way. Why don't you just take my money and play for me then?
Yeah. Oh, I would be happy to. I'll give you any money.
How about you let me play the way I want to play? Hit me.
Okay, I'm going to be at another table. Thank you for your service. Okay, so Wheel of Fortune is a TV game. It's on every night on your television. Vanna White's still on there. Ryan Seacrest is the new host. And this is going viral as the worst answer ever given. So I'm going to show you the puzzle and I want you to take a look at it. You can take your time, walk through it and tell me what you think the answer to this puzzle is.
Well, I see yourself a... Round of, I have to assume the last word is applause.
All right, so what do you think the solve is?
Well, it would either be give yourself or have yourself a round of applause.
Well, pick one.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Congratulations, you are the winner.
The phrase, treat yourself. All right.
Where did you see that?
Treat yourself. Put it back on.
Oh,
sorry.
I don't see it.
Down on the bottom, in the black area with white letters.
Oh, right.
Oh. Mm.
What?
So here's the answer. This is the answer that some contestant gave.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not it.
Treat yourself a round of sausage, everyone. Treat yourself a round.
Don't the ladies say that a lot to each other?
Oh, yes. They do. Treat yourself a round of sausage, ladies.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know, kind of like have a man. You should have a man.
Here's a sausage. Let's slice it up and fry it in a pan.
No. Well,
treat yourself a round of sausage. I hadn't really thought about that, Vinny, but you're right. That's treat yourself a round of sausage.
Johnsonville Brats.
So Johnsonville Brats went, yeah, we're in.
Hold on a second. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I don't really play that. In fact, Wheel of Fortune, of the two that are on at that hour
Jeopardy
of the night, is Wheel of Fortune's the sucky one. I don't watch it.
It does take forever. It's like torturous.
It.
I'm like, okay,
I'm
spin the
it.
Wheel. Make it. How about just, you know, pull a ball out?
I didn't hear the whole segment. I don't know if this is, but don't you have to say, I'm going to solve this, yes. Bob?
He did. We just got to the, would you like to hear the whole clip?
No, what I'm getting at is he said, I know what this is. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then went, treat yourself a round of sausage.
Which, there's
and
so,
then you can
right.
hear him go, oh, like.
Yeah, no. It's definitely.
He like, right as it's coming out of his. Oh. Oh. Oh, that was dumb.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the contestant or if it's Ryan.
Oh, you think it's Ryan?
I don't know.
Let's listen.
Oh. I'm sorry, that's not it.
It does sound like
it's him. I think he said it and then went,
and then he realizes, oh, there's only four letters and the last one's an E in the first word. But treat yourself a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Ladies.
You know what? That guy's the best.
I know. And by the way, he is the best. There's a couple other little things in this story. So here we go. So it's pretty obvious that it's not treat yourself a round of sausage. And the fact that he said, I want to
treat yourself a round of sausage.
That guy's name is Will Jordan. Treat yourself a round of sausage.
So that was the hint, though, is treat yourself, right? Is that what
that's... No. That was just like a subtitle that was put up on the video.
Oh. No.
That was not the hint.
He had nothing to guess. He guessed what you saw.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
They had just revealed the U's for applause with the S at the end. Treat yourself...
A round of sausage.
You know what? From now on, whenever anybody does anything good on this show, we're going to treat ourselves to a round of sausage. Right. Hang on to that clip.
Treat yourself.
Oh. I saw you looking for treat yourself.
Oh, this is from Parks and Rec. Everybody does.
I don't know this.
Treat yourself.
Oh, treat yourself. I prefer
treat yourself
a round of sausage.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I'm hungry now.
Can you leave in the...
Yeah. Yes, please. No, that's not the answer. The next contestant does successfully solve it, but Ryan Seacrest says, although, Will, I kind of like yours better.
Yeah, well, that is... I listen, Ryan Seacrest is a pro's pro. I'm not a big fan, but I don't dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just able to do all these things at once somehow.
His bandwidth, broad.
Yeah. I don't know how you don't go, what the...
What about that made you think? I guess he can't give away anything to the next person
That's
who's going to try
saying.
And guess it. But
he's
how would
doing
you
doing the job he's hired to do? But
good job,
and I would
Ryan.
Absolutely start capping on the guy.
I know.
First, you laugh,
have to get a stern
and then you fall
talking
over,
to.
And then you go to commercial.
A round of sausage.
So,
Jeez.
This is a complete aside to this story. After Will, what was his name again? I already forgot it. Let's see. Will Jordan. After Will Jordan guesses, treat yourself a round of sausage to try to solve the puzzle, give yourself a round of applause. The next contestant solves it. And then Will goes off to do an interview with the show's social correspondent, Maggie Sajak. Can you pull me up a picture of what Maggie Sajak looks like?
I love it.
Right? It's so fun. So it is Pat Sajak's daughter. But I was thinking Pat Sajak's pretty old. Like, how old is Maggie? Is Maggie, like, you know, our age? Oh, no, she's youngish.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, that's one of those things
she's
where...
She's very pretty. Very pretty. Long blonde hair.
He's the guy who's been on that show forever. She probably grew up coming around the set.
Yep.
And I bet it was just an easy fit. Like, let's just let my daughter do this.
And I wonder if she, there she is. She's a little rich girl, you know, her daddy's big famous guy. And she probably has a following on social media. And she's like, oh my God, you guys, I could really, we could get your numbers up here. It's just sort of silly that a show as big as this on every TV across America every night only has 33,000 followers. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, he did own a bunch of radio stations. A friend of mine worked.
Pat Sajak?
Yeah, he worked at one of his stations in Annapolis.
Is it like Sajak Broadcasting?
I'm not sure.
Back in the day before.
This is a long time ago.
This is when only corporations own.
I'm sure he doesn't own them now, but he's, you know, he's had made quite a lump of sum there.
Yeah, oh no, I'm sure. Can you see what his net worth is, please? Maggie Sajak, who is his daughter, she sits down with Will Jordan, who guessed the hilarious sausage answer. And he said, I'll tell you when the lights are on and, you know, the stars and Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White, I just went blank. But if your dad in retirement is watching this show, maybe cracks a beer and gets a laugh, it was worth it.
I love him.
Not only is he worth $75 million, but he gets $15 million a year from the Wheel of Fortune slot machines. Because his image is on him.
Oh, my God.
$15 million.
Well,
that is, well, I'll tell you, I can't walk by those machines.
You two just screamed it out loud when you were talking, and I don't even know what
you're... there's like a group of...
I don't what you're talking about.
Machines.
Oh, my ears perk up. Yeah. And I'm like where are they?
Where are they? Let's find them.
Yeah, that's like the one thing I do.
Are they dollar slots, too? Like you...
They have 50, you can do 50, you can do a dollar, you can do $20.
Oh. Mm. I'm not going to do $20.
Who's got that kind of
money? I like nickel machines because I just sit there and churn, you know, nickels.
I've done the nickels, but I mean, it's like fun. A roll of nickels. And then I'm like, all right, everyone. I don't.
But that's only, isn't that only $2?
Yeah.
Get $10 worth of nickels, man.
I'm not interested in whizzing money away. I want to have
I'll
something.
Give you $10 you know, of nickels.
I realize that people love that. I just don't love it. Like, for me, I mean, if I'm going to spend my money, I want a thing.
Yeah.
There's like, I bought some socks.
Well, you got a thrill. You got a thrill of the win. It's like, think of it as buying coffee. You buy a cup of coffee, it perks you up, you're done at the end. You're like, that was $4 for coffee, well spent. Get $4 worth of nickels and then sit down. And then when you hit a jackpot, you're like, oh, and it's all ding, 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 ding. You hear it all clacking at the bottom. And people are like, oh,
listen,
you hit
I get
a jackpot.
It. I get it. And you
treat yourself a round of sausage.
Are just like my wife. You love that stuff. And Christina does, in fact, love it.
Yeah, it's good.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
No, that's not it.
No.
That's the best part. You're going to jack that up in the mix. Oh. Yeah.
I love him. When this happened last night?
Monday night. Run the whole thing again one more time.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
No. Sausage doesn't start
I like
with an
dude
A.
that he's on. Then you're with the celebrities, you know, the stars, Ryan Seacrest,
Vanna White.
What?
I will say, as somebody who's been on a game show and blanked out on my final answer, it is a thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, you have like 5 seconds and it just goes by very quickly.
It can happen here, for God's sake.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Mean, there's times when I'm just like, I can't believe I can't think of the thing that I know.
I was telling John yesterday, I'm like, I think it's ending for me. Like, I am not the sharp tack I used to be. Like, I came up with one-armed bandit, and I had to wait for you to say slot machine before I could figure out what that was. I'm like, you know, they're like big pinball machines like that.
Having coming back to this job after 16 years, I realized that I am not as sharp as I used
know.
To be.
It's like I used to be so quick.
I don't pick up things as quickly, and it sucks.
Oh, well.
It does. Sucks getting old.
Yeah, it sucks.
We're trying our hardest.
You just do
we
this.
Definitely are, but...
getting old.
Treat yourself.
Can we get some sausage?
I would love some sausage, actually.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
I feel like we deserve a round of sausage this morning.
How does Ryan not go... What does that even mean?
I think Ryan is just,
come
you
on,
know,
man. You treat yourself a round of sausage
through life. I don't. What is Ryan Seacrest's net worth? Like, this is a guy who doesn't need to work.
I hope
he
that
should
phrase,
enjoy himself more.
I hope that phrase is going to be uttered in gay bars from like now to the end of time.
Treat yourself
a round of sausage.
Should call Scott and see if he thinks it's got legs.
Oh, it's gotta. It's
right?
Got to.
I think so, too. Treat yourself. Oh, you don't see his net worth?
Over $100
million. $450 million.
Oh,
that is significantly over $100 million. That's, he doesn't need to do this. Why? I guess maybe he's afraid of being alone. Afraid of boredom.
Wait, are we talking about Ryan now?
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest. He's worth almost $500 million.
I think that... this is what I think. I think that his hobby is work.
Yeah.
He's always been a broadcaster, and his So when you say, like, I think the same thing. Bro, go surfing. Go play guitar. Go.
This has to
go
be it.
Have fun with some lady you like.
My hobby is standing around blandly.
He likes to go to work.
You nailed it. I worked with Ryan a little bit in his show, and that's the deal. He just
you
likes
did?
Working.
What
yeah.
show?
His radio show.
Oh. The Kiss FM morning show?
Yeah, when I was consulting at the other
He
company.
Doesn't do that anymore, though, does he?
Yeah,
oh,
they still
does?
Do the Ryan Seacrest.
He still does a morning show and all this other stuff.
He does all this other stuff and a morning show.
I mean,
the morning show is a lot of pre recorded stuff.
You're right. I'm
like a lot of radio
still, though,
shows.
These people, like, honestly, they're rare. You know, treat yourself around a sausage, guys. You don't need to. You could just do the radio show. At this point, he could just do nothing. I would be like, I think I'll look for an island that I like, and I'll build an amusement park on it. It's going to be so fun.
I just think that. He probably, even on vacation, finds himself going, what am I going to do that's as fun as that? It must be.
It can't be that fun. He didn't laugh at this guy.
Well, that's because he's a pro and he's doing a good job. Yes. I would have fallen all over the place and they would have had to fire me because you can't make fun of the contestants, fool. Mm. But he said, what?
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
What? How is that not?
And all the girls went. Yeah, girls, let's do it. Let's treat ourselves a round of sausage.
I realize.
Could we get some sausage over here?
Only the gay bars will only have legs in the gay bars. I realize.
I shouldn't use that as a pickup line.
Can I treat you to
a round of sausage?
No, treat yourself to a round of sausage.
Treat
right,
yourself
buddy?
To a round of Italian sausage.
Gross. Okay, seriously, I don't know how that took the whole break, but I'm just gonna squeeze one more thing in here. So unless anybody has any more sausage talk, all right. HBO has confirmed that Game of Thrones movie is in the works.
Yeah.
They say it's very early in the process. It doesn't sound like it's gonna be a movie about the events of the books. It says it's a film set in the fantasy world. But it's in just early development. So I remember one of the things, I guess that a few of the streamers are rolling out like promo cuts, like here's some stuff that is coming up. And one of the things I saw on the HBO one, which is they call it Max for some reason, is A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. And those are it's based on the Egg and Dunk books.
Dunk and Egg, the Hedge Knight.
Yes, The Hedge Knight is the first one. And it's just a series of short stories. They're very cute. And they are, there's a secret in them that you figure out as you read through. You realize who these people are. And they're really good. So if you love Game of Thrones, I personally highly recommend those. And I'm excited to see the TV version of those because it's set. I love that universe.
And they're good characters.
Dunk and Egg are great characters. Dunk
and
Egg.
Yeah. And there's like, I think, four books that they did with Dunk and Egg. Four short stories.
Three or four, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a...
Excellent.
Yeah. You read them all together. They come all in one package.
Yeah.
Package. All right, ladies. Let's go get some sausage now. Vinny, what's coming
what's
up
What's his
the news?
Name?
Which one?
That guy.
Oh, Will Jordan.
I got to write Will Jordan down.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
Okay.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We have seen that happen. We'd love to have it happen for you. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. That's right. After, I don't know, what, 2 years?
And thousands of shows.
It sounds like there's an end date. Every day, log in to the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, round-trip airfare for two, and a two-night hotel stay.
That sounds good, Vin.
Does sound like a good time. I've never been to Vancouver either. I'd love that.
Me either. Not to either of the Vancouvers.
I hear really good things.
Right. Is that where Whistler is, or is that in Washington?
I don't know.
They're right next to each other.
I don't know.
I believe Whistler's in Canada.
Huh. Let's all go. Let's go skiing in Whistler.
There's not enough time to do all the things.
Maybe we could make it a radio promotion and take some listeners.
Oh, I'd
with
love
us.
For that.
Let's
the
make
work,
that happen.
Work is
yes.
my. That's yes. the lock of an excuse.
Right. I have to go skiing for work.
I can't take that kid to gymnastics. What are you kidding me?
I'm going to be in BC.
Okay, so here's what's happening.
All right.
Rain possible today.
Okay.
In particular, the North Bay.
Okay.
Oh, and the East Bay.
Okay.
And possibly South Bay.
Okay.
Last what? Night was, well, it's really specifically the North Bay, but there is a chance in the East Bay and less of so in the South, but it's still possible.
You're
so.
Saying there's a chance.
There's a chance for rain today is all I probably should have said. I could have left it there.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. This is one of those things where I realize, look, I'm a sports fan.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball fan, but not in November. Like, it's too early in the season
just
for this.
Going.
It's like, I mean, come on. All basketball right. goes into summer. Like, it just goes forever and ever. So I don't pay a lot of attention, but Klay Thompson came back to the Bay Area last night for a triumphant return as an opposing member of the Dallas Mavericks. Like, he's on the mm-hmm. other team. But what was cool, and I missed the actual game. I looked at the clock and went, it's 7. I just missed it. So I didn't get to see the welcome back. But right. I saw videos of this. The Bay Area went all out for this guy, as we should. He helped us win 4 rings. He's part of the Splash Brothers team. It's actually just a damn shame that he had to go finish his career somewhere else.
It is.
Because he's beloved. And they had these little sailor hats, which is what he wore at one of the parades one year. And he's a boat guy. And so they gave all the hats out. And the entire staff of the Warriors and the center, the Chase Center, whatever it is, they were all there to greet him as he walked in. And it was just a whole outpouring of love.
That is really lovely.
For Klay last night. And it's one of those things that you go, sports. Sports has times where you go, what?
Right.
And then other times where you go, damn, man, that is what's great about the world, is that outpouring of love for a guy who's put it all on the line for the Bay Area. It's really cool. So he came home, and better yet, we won.
Oh, he came home and we kicked his ass.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about kicked his ass.
That's right.
Warriors, 120 to 117.
Wow.
So that's really cool. It was a really cool thing. And if you got to be there, you were there for, like, I know, November, who goes?
Right.
Well, people do.
Yes, people do.
And if you were there last night, you got to see something really cool and really special. Congratulations. All right. Next up. This is one that I don't think is that surprising.
Okay.
Okay. The Wall Street Journal did a big story on a new trend at America's universities. More and more parents are visiting their kids at school to party with them.
Okay.
I'm not that surprised. There were dads. I'm not going to say names because these are real stories.
I think it's weird to party with your kids at college.
I think it's weird to party with your kids at all. I didn't want to party with my parents, and I used to be really kind of like, so-and-so's dad is here.
That's weird. Let's get out of here.
No, I mean, he was hanging with everyone, smelling stuff, having some drinks. Like, what is going on? Isn't he supposed to know better?
You know, some people they love the party and they love their kids. And they're like, all these great things that are together. And there's also things to smell and drink. This is wonderful. I'm the cool dad.
It is.
I party with my kids. I mean, now that they're in their 20s, I totally party. They believe me. When they were teenagers and at college, they did not want mom and dad to visit them there. But now it's fun. It's, you know, we laugh and play card games and, you know, we're not out on the town.
The Wall Street Journal just did this story on the hot new trend. Visiting your kid at college and partying with them. Their headline is, it's 10 a.m. and dad's doing Jell-O shots. Must be parents' weekend.
That's pretty funny.
I don't have kids in college yet. I don't know what that, you know, I'm watching as all the stuff. You're checking out schools, visiting schools,
yeah.
looking at where you might want to build your life or whatever.
Or start it.
And it seems very exciting, like really kind of neat. And yet there are parents going, yeah, I'm going to visit this place, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Let's get ripped.
Now that I think about it, I do know a few people who like their daughters went to
Miami.
Yep.
I know
and
them
they
too.
Go there a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. To see their daughter.
Touring the campus and meeting professors is still a thing schools offer, but apparently more and more parents are following that stuff up with keg stands.
Well, it wasn't so long ago, youngster, that I was here doing, I was the keg stand champion. Let me just, oh no!
This just goes back to very much the change in how parents and kids' relationships are, because I know that there are kids who are, why would I leave here?
Yeah.
I love my family.
My best friends live here.
I love my family. I love my mom and dad. They don't give me dirty looks for the thing that I do with my free time. There's no
shame on you.
Right. We're cool. we hang out. I didn't grow up with that. I grew up with, you know, everything you're doing is we're not for.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to have bank chicks and drink beer and do things. And I can't have my mom be, you know, wagging her finger at me. This is not working out.
Yeah. Well, you were a rotten kid. That's why.
I wasn't rotten.
You were a rotten kid.
Just
so
trying to have
you
some
weren't
good times.
Friendly, you know? There's a distinct difference between the people who raise their kids as though they are young friends of theirs. And because that, I feel, is problematic. They don't set any limits. They never say no. They want to be cool with the kid. That's really not your job as a parent. You have to draw a parental line when you have kids. But I think that if you navigate that well, like I really actually now I did, I thought when both of my kids I had problems with when they were teenagers, there was some hate you moms said and think, you know, you pull on that leash and there's some pullback. And I really thought, well, I'm going to get them into, and I'm going to demonstrate what happiness is and a good relationship. And I'm going to send them out into the world. And then they both came back. Like, I actually feel like I did okay because of the relationship that I have with them now. They're both in therapy, just for the record.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially the one. He is just like, I love it. He goes to any therapy that gets offered. He's like, yeah, I'll do that. Like life coaching. Sure. I'm like,
when you
oh
say,
God.
Especially the one you are, should we know that which one you
I'm
mean?
Not going to, no. You know, what should I really tell you?
No,
should I
but
have even
I,
told
I mean,
you that?
You go, especially the one. I'm like, am I supposed to
the
know
one, the one who's, you know, the one who's he's very sensitive.
I still don't know.
Yeah.
The director of sororities and fraternities at the University of Arizona. No one asked you
I know.
That.
I really.
Okay. I mean,
so why am I still tired?
Here's part of the sentence, but then I'm going to stop. The director of sororities and fraternities at the University of Arizona confirmed it's a major trend now. He's been seeing parents do beer bongs, dance on tables.
Oh, boy.
All the stuff. So parents partying with their kids at college. I actually feel like one of the things would be, no, you don't need your dad there partying. Like, hang with your friends. Do what college kids do. I shouldn't be trying to get in on that. You should be doing your thing.
Yeah.
But again, if my kids were my best friends, they'd probably be like, yeah, you should come. Let's go.
Right.
That's just not how we're going to, that's not going to be our relationship.
I feel like too, I don't know. Some people are like kind of that arrested development. They're like the best years of their life were in, you know, Chico.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they see their kid and they're having so much fun and they're, like, yeah, I still have fun. I'm in my 40s. What? Who cares? I'm buying the beer, guys. Let's go.
I don't know.
I'm a grown ass man. Which, by the way, if you ever say that, you're not a grown ass man.
I have had more than one parent hanging for parties with us and just thought, all right.
Well, they're buying the beer.
Yeah. A 33-year-old guy in the UK got arrested.
Okay. What did he do?
Will, let me have Will Jordan tell you.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
This guy, 33-year-old guy in the UK, was arrested for flashing a group of women on the street after they made fun of him.
Oh.
he had joked, or they had joked, you must have a small one.
Oh.
He'd been drinking.
And didn't have a small
and
one.
And had tried to hit on them at the club. They say he tried to hug them.
Oh.
And they made it clear, we don't want to interact with you, guy.
Yeah. We don't want to be treated to your sausage.
A round of sausage.
No, thanks.
Ow. Ow. They ran into him again later outside a pizza place, and that's where he said to them,
treat yourself a round of sausage.
We'll slice it up and put it on our pizza.
He told he told the judge, they said his junk must be tiny, and made hand gestures indicating how small it was.
Oh, teeny tiny. No. That's sad. Guys hate that.
He pulled down his pants and briefly showed them in your face.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
We don't have any official word on whether he proved them wrong.
Oh, yeah,
dying. Or right.
I thought we were going to hear that, you know, he actually had a, you know, kielbasa in there.
Oh.
No. Like, that's your final
doesn't bologna
word.
Come in a.
They told a cop who arrested the guy and found a small amount of cocaine on him.
Oh,
they told the cop that, hey, this guy just flashed us. So they charged him for indecent exposure and drugs.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 18 months probation and drug rehab, and he'll be a registered sex offender for the next 5 years.
Oh.
For his offering.
Well, he flashed. You can't do that. Keep it in your pants, boys. And girls. But that thing's got some legs. That sausage.
This is one of those stories that I didn't think was physically possible. So you're going to explain it to me, because as I dug into the story, I still can't find how this is possible.
Okay.
Elise Ogletree. You know her?
I don't. Is she from Massachusetts?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's a Texas woman who set the record for donating more than 2,000 liters of breast milk.
Oh, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah. What is that in gallons? Can someone please? I have no idea. That could be like a cup of milk, or that could be, you know, a bathtub full.
She's donated enough breast milk to nourish 350,000 babies.
What?
Elise Ogletree would love it if she could donate immense amounts of money to all sorts of worthy causes, but she has three kids of her own. It's not something that's realistic, the free money.
Yeah.
So the 36-year-old from Flower Mound, Texas.
Flower Mound.
That's kind of fun, huh?
It actually sounds like a grave.
Oh.
Oh.
I was thinking
something else.
Something totally else, but okay.
Oh, a flower mound? I guess. Okay.
Has found another way to fulfill her philanthropic instinct, giving away a record amount of breast milk that officials estimate would be enough to nourish hundreds of thousands of premature babies.
Oh.
She says, I have a big heart. At the end of the day, I'm not made of money, and I can't give away money to good causes.
But she gives her time, because it takes time to get that. So does she go to the hospital to make the donation? And
it doesn't. I don't have all the details, but she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. They say that this is the second time she's clinched the achievement of donating the most breast milk. She had it. Someone beat her, and then she went and did it again. But her kids are older. So what I guess I was looking for is, don't you have to have been pregnant and keep the milk going in order?
I don't think you can just start it back up.
It just doesn't happen.
Maybe she was also a surrogate or something. Hey, did you say it was 2,000 liters?
Let me get the exact amount. Hold on. Oh, fudge. Yeah, more than 2,000 liters.
2,000 liters is 528 gallons. I know. That's a lot.
She had the Guinness mark in 2014 by donating 1,500 liters.
Wow.
And this is something that she does. I ended up donating everything I had saved after I was told this was something I could do. She's just
saving it over the years.
She has very fruitful boobies.
Incredible. Some people really do produce a lot. Some people can't produce any.
I remember... in my family, one of the things Christina was like, I got to drink more water. Like, you've got to really hydrate in order to produce.
Yep.
It's one of those weird things that she had trouble with the first kid. And so it was every possible thing that we could do to get it going and make it work, you know?
Right.
And then the second time it went much better, but Hydration's a big part of that.
Isn't it funny? Like, a lot of things are easier with the second kid. Like, I think it comes down to, like, you're a little bit more relaxed about the whole... It's not as mysterious. And because you're dealing with that first kid, the second kid is like, you know, and even the pregnancy is something of an afterthought.
You can't hyper-focus on that, right? The first one is...
So I think things just come a little bit easier.
Maybe.
Body kind of knows what to do. Oh, we're doing this again. Okay, this time I'm going to try with the boobs. I can make this happen. Here's some milk. Oh, I did it. Great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I live next to Flower Mound. It's a great small city, super safe, and a great place to raise a family, says 408.
Flower Mound. What's up with a hot name? Or morbid name?
I don't hate it. I didn't think grave. Mm. My coworker had a baby a year ago, and she had been donating her breast milk because she overproduces. It's way too much for one infant. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, you would never believe it's a thing.
Right.
Like, there were so many things I thought of in advance of having a kid, and I was right. But also, a lot of things I couldn't have seen coming at all. And you just don't.
Right.
Including the, I'm going to get gloves for changing diapers. And then 2 minutes into that, you're like, who can keep this up?
Yeah.
Where are my gloves? This kid's crapping herself. I've got to fix this situation.
And it takes two hands to put gloves on, really. And you really, someone has to hold that baby down.
It's just not realistic. He probably got charged with Mr. Wiener. 415. Don't make fun. I mean, he's really.
That's funny, though. It was a Mr. Wiener.
A bowl full. What is it? A bowl full of sausage?
A round of sausage.
A round of sausage. Thank you.
Treat yourself a round of sausage.
510 says, yay to the milk lady. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's incredible, actually.
It's a whole thing, you guys. When you get pregnant, you'll be like, oh my God, I have to go to lactation classes?
Yeah. And then they'll come to your house and make sure that you're producing enough and weigh your baby and everything after you. Like, we need to make sure you're feeding that thing that you've made with your parts.
707 says, when my daughter was in college, I went to a frat party with her. It was a lot of fun. A lot of parents were there.
Mm. Maybe it happens on parents' weekend or something, but then some parents are like, that was great. I'm coming back next weekend, too. I'll see you every weekend, kid. Bye.
My experience is mine. Like, I wouldn't want that, and I don't know why anyone does. But if you've hung with your parents and your bros... Mm. I guess why would you be bummed?
Enjoy.
You wouldn't be jealous or like self-conscious. I would have been so self-conscious. I didn't even smoke around my mom and dad.
Right. Yeah.
And I smoked cigarettes for years, but I would go to the side yard and if they walked or, you know, like open the gate, I'd walk away. I just didn't want to be around them.
Right.
You know, my mom was like, I took such good care of myself when you were in my tummy. And this is what you do. With all my efforts. All right. Sandy, listen. I'm going to go.
Want to see me blow a smoke ring? It's very impressive. All my friends think it's amazing.
You're totally bumming my
trip. I'm trying to have a moment to myself here, Mom. Did you go treat yourself around a sausage
I'm
with Dad in the other room?
I'm standing by the trash cans on the side yard. It doesn't get any farther from the house.
Oh.
Ah. It's coming up in the trash.
When the world is falling apart and you're in a political fight with your in-laws, we're over here talking about People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.